Day 17. Hi there. Let's talk today about Jennifer, who was 44 years old and had only 2 kilos or 5 pounds left to lose. Her weight loss program seemed to be going great, but catastrophe lurked beneath it all. "You're always happy when I slip or fall off my program," she told us. She was out of control and had already gained a good bit of weight back. We congratulate her for coming because we know how hard that is after a loss of control and weight gain. We asked her what might have triggered her derailing, because there is always a trigger, and she answered, "Nothing in particular." "Since when did you lose control?" we asked. "Well, since last Sunday." "Okay, and what happened last Sunday?" "Well, as usual, I had lunch with my mother." And then Jennifer finally opened up. She was an unwanted child. While her mum was pregnant with her, she had wanted to have an abortion but could not find anyone to do it. She constantly told her daughter that she had never loved her because she had been conceived by an alcoholic father. And again that Sunday, her 80-year-old mother jumped at the chance to let her daughter know that she had ruined her life. For Jennifer, that was a trigger: rejection. As an infant, Jennifer unconsciously adopted her mother's thoughts that she was not worth much because she had been conceived under the influence of alcohol. Jennifer had had this thought again and again, feeling responsible for her mother's unhappiness. Even to this day, I'm sure that the reality of this situation is clear to everyone. Jennifer is the victim of 2 dysfunctional parents who negatively programmed her with unrealistic thoughts. Now it's up to Jennifer to reprogram herself using realistic thoughts. Thanks to MRI, or magnetic resonance imagery, it shows the importance of listening to audio programs like the one you're listening to today. And these programs will help to keep you positive. Have a good day.